afternoon, good evening, good morning to our Taiwanese viewers. How are you? Hopefully you have something warm to drink. Hello, Miss Brenda.
Do I have a coffee? Because it's freezing here today.
Same. Like, where did my 80 degrees go?
We're only seven. Oh, Brenda, guess what? Somebody got on the way. Cadbury's chocolate. Brenda's going to
Yes.
be so jealous.
Well, there's going to be a video of it. We're going to be good. It'll be all fine.
Really, Brenda?
Yes.
Oh my God. And
Yeah,
you're
we're going
coming
to
into
freeze.
summer as well, you know, the same as we are.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly now, I don't know what happened. Someone turned the AC on again early, or mom, the lady Bridget decided to take a vacation and the crone came back out. Hello, Miss Shannon, how are
Hi,
you?
Shannon. You watch him start dribbling now, Brenda.
This will be interesting. This will be interesting. We will have a show. We will be doing a taste test of all the goodies, and then I'm going to return the favor. Once we're sure it works, I'll return it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they'll all be waiting there to see what you leave in the packet for them to eat.
We'll see. We'll see. We got to take care of our Patreons. We got Beltane coming up soon, and I got to remember to post that I want to know who's coming. All right. So all that going on, I'm going to refer back to last Thursday's show because I've done something. And people ask, Asen, why don't you teach magic? So last Thursday, me and Lady Gwen got into a conversation about sigil magic. You know what that is?
No.
Okay, it's where you make something
Right.
in writing. It's pay, and you can either draw it on yourself or draw it on a thing, whatever, to complete the spell. It's a very simple spell.
Right.
I'll go through that conversation here later. So this is what I did. Move you there. Move this. Come over here. There we go. We'll get everything arranged. So she was wanting to use try me, which I don't know why she wants to use that, but no, I broke it down to into a sigil for her.
Yeah.
I decided to show how to do a longer phrase, like bring me money now. And we broke it down and we done the sigil. And I, turned the page of my notebook, put the notebook back over on the planner stack, and went on with my day. Now, our longtime viewers will remember when Kia and this saga we've been having with my Kia went on. We'll pop that down for a moment. We'll be back to that because you guys are getting the lesson today. And there was a brake problem, and the brake problem sucked. And they not only had to replace the brake problem, but they had to also fund us back all this other stuff that went on with it. And we just never got the check. Like, it never came. Contact the lawyer. The lawyer says, oh, someone's challenged the settlement, blah, blah, blah. It could be 14 to 18 months.
And you've
This was all
added.
going on last year. So I'd done done the teaching of this, thought nothing more of it. Left it alone. The notebook is over in the stack of my books and planners that I use. We move on with our day. Go through the weekend. Weekend's kind of crappy. Network was kind of quiet. I was kind of pissed. I've also not been feeling 100%, so that was fine. We rock on along. I'm running out to go to my trainer today. I go out to the mailbox, open the mailbox, and there's not one check. There's two checks. in the mailbox. I don't do check. We do direct deposit. Very rare do we get.
Yeah.
I think this is the second time in my lifetime that I've deposited a check into my bank account because everything's electronic nowadays.
So you was dancing and skipping then?
Exactly. I was very much dancing and skipping because I got paid this check that I had almost completely forgotten about. Because it's like, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
If it does happen, it'll be like $2. Let's just say it wasn't $2. And Joe got paid from a client that we just thought was never going to pay. You know, it happens.
Oh, so the both of you were skipping.
Mm-hmm. So those have got to go to the bank.
God, see. Can't you do it through internet banking?
I don't know. It's a paper check. I've got to take this thing to the bank.
No, on our internet banking, you can pay a check in.
I think I have to actually set that up. Because our bank's old-fashioned. I have to set everything up with them in person. At the branch I opened the account with. Weirdest shit ever.
Right, I got you. See, with ours, we can put in, you know, we've got the long number on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can put in the long number and take a photograph of the check. Mm-hmm. And that's paid in then, so we don't have to go into the bank.
Ah, yeah, I'd probably have to go and set it up. I mean, I added Google Pay to my account because it's just, it was at the time easier to do some transactions through Google Pay. Honey, I had to go in there, sign about 8 different forms, provide them my ID, provide them every piece of accounting information for them to allow me to use Google Pay.
Yeah. I suppose they're getting so strict now because of everything that's going on with fraud.
Right. Very much so. And see, I used to deal with E-Trade for international and because, you know, we get checks every damn where.
Yeah.
But I switched to a local small little bank that runs like a 1950s bank. The only problem is they never know who I am. They're looking for a woman.
Oh, God. See,
so it is what it is. So to report back, does sigil magic work? Yes, it works. So with that. Now, you know, I was being a little bold with mine. I did not expect this to work. I wasn't even doing a spell. I was teaching magic. So why do we watch what magic we teach? It's because it happens as you're doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So this try me thing better not be trying me because y'all don't want to try me. All right.
See, Shannon knows.
Yeah, some apps let you take pictures. I don't know if my bank's there yet. They just got an app to check it on my phone like a year ago.
You know, I haven't been in my bank for over 10 years because everything I do online.
Wow, that's insane. Yeah. Like, we go in about once every 3 years and update accounts and move things around and keep it shaken. But anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to go in to get our debit cards, all that fun stuff.
Oh, really? All ours comes through the post?
I don't trust my post. Like, I'd rather have the British post compared to the Americans. Yes, I live in BFE, honey.
Oh, God.
All right. So how was your week now that we've reported back on my unintentional spell work?
My week was pretty good. I had a very badly behaved baby on the weekend. But these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, it's been good. I've just done what I've needed to do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I went shopping for some new flooring and...
Oh, where are we getting new flooring in?
The hallway. So all that way and my kitchen and yeah.
Yay. It's so nice that you get to do that.
It's even nicer that Sean puts it down for me.
Oh, that's even better. So you don't have to deal with construction workers coming into your house.
Just chucking money at the end of it and he's happy.
That works. That works.
Oh, so how's everybody else's week been?
Yeah, tell us how your week's been, what your wins have been, what your insanities. Mercury goes direct this week, so we should start feeling normal again. Just checking, how's the appliances? Any of them on life support?
I've had to buy a new air fryer, did I tell you?
No.
Yeah, I had to buy a new air fryer.
Sean, kill it.
It just went bang. These retrogrades and everything else need to piss off because it's costing me a fortune.
I know. So this week we're talking about mindful budgeting while manifesting. And the reason we're talking about this is a lot of people get money manifestation back-asswards.
Yeah.
Back-asswards.
Yeah. See, I wrote that check, and that's in my purse.
Right.
And I was really precise with it. I wasn't greedy. I asked for, I think it was £2,000 within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I put 2,000 sterling pounds.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Because sterling is our currency.
Ah, okay.
So if I didn't put our currency, they could have given me 2,000 pounds from a country that's non-existent to our cash flow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're going to give you 2,000 New Zealand dollars, which, you know, that changes quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I was very precise.
Very good, very good. So Bella had LARP practice this weekend. And a bloat over the weekend.
See, everybody seems to have busy weekends.
I know. Like, weekends are more insane than they used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, because I think now as well, because more parents are working through the week, everything is left to the weekend.
Uh-huh.
For family time.
You're right, which is so important.
Yes.
As soon as it warms up, I'm taking Saturday afternoons off.
I don't blame you. Like, a lot of the time on Saturday evening, I put myself as busy.
Right.
For the simple reason, if I've got the baby, he takes my priority.
Mm-hmm. So, Brenda has three guys on her roof right now. I'm assuming either fixing or replacing it. And food adventures this weekend. Greek and Indian. Ooh, nice. Nice.
I was just thinking that. Brenda, I hope it's not like the bloke we had around you last night. He must have been a bit mentally disturbed. He climbed up on a top of a three-story building, was throwing all the slates off and asking for a McDonald's and his phone charger.
Well, understandable that he'd want McDonald's. I mean, it is good, but a phone charger?
I'd like to know, where's he going to plug it in?
I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
Oh.
Hey, they don't speak English, but they smoke real pretty.
Brenda, that is weird.
Yep.
But he went up at 9:30 last night, and he was still there at 10:40 this morning. I bet
he
was
still hadn't gotten his McDonald's. That's terrible. Oh, smile.
That's the good old UK for you, though.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk budgeting. What all do you have to take into consideration when you're budgeting for a manifestation?
To be precise, not to be greedy. Because I think if you're greedy, that's when it don't bring the full manifestation.
Right. You know, and that's where we get into budgeting.
Yeah.
Here is my budget for the month. We have the base bills. This is what we need to survive this month. Then we have the business bills. There's a ton of them suckers. Again, yes. But it's what we need to survive this month. Notice what I'm doing. I'm writing it all in green. And I'm highlighting them out as I pay them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You can also write, you know, thank you across it, however you'd like to do that. And then, you know, the personal bills and the family bills and all that. Then you go into your mortgage. You know, I keep my mortgages, my agreements separate from my main bills. Because yeah. My utilities and my, you know, trust investment, a.k.a. retirement, a.k.a. those bills are separate.
Yeah, yeah.
Then my credit cards, those are separate. And you break these down into totals, and then you go into building out your totals, like how much you're going to need for food, you know. What your projected income is, because we have projected income because we can almost look at it at the end of the month and go, oh, this is what I'm making. This is the payment I'll get from here. Okay. That leaves you a remainder for me. And then, you know, I look at my historical averages. What's 3 years? What's 3 months averages, you know, and combining them.
Yeah.
And then you need to look at your total debts. What's your net liability?
See, the only debts I've got are my normal household bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Apart from like things like food shopping and things like that.
Right. But what's your net assets?
Well, my yearly net.
No, your net assets. How much are you worth, baby doll?
I think about 80,000.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying is you got to sit down and you got to look at what your net assets are.
Yeah.
You have things that are net assets. House, I mean, furniture in the house doesn't matter.
No, no. My assets are my jewelry. Mm-hmm. That I keep in a safe ready for, if anything happens to me, for it to be handed down to the kids, for them to do what they need to do.
Right. And then you've got your car, which is a depleting asset, but it is a liquid asset.
Yeah. And that's you've about all.
You've got your electronics.
Well, yeah. But I don't see them as assets because they are work tools.
They're still assets because you can sell them. What can you sell? And we're not talking charity shop like 10 bucks. We're talking what can you actually sell today if you needed to liquidate everything?
My iMac, my Mac thing, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. My tablet, my iPhone.
Right.
Things like that.
Right. Now, do you have a credit card?
I do, but I don't use it.
Doesn't matter. It's an asset.
I've got 20K on there, I think.
Okay. And it's better to use it once a month.
See, I'm really old-fashioned. I don't like using it.
See, this is what I've done for a while, is I would pay all the bills on the credit card, then write a check to the credit card company till they got a little pissy with me. Because they didn't have time to produce a statement. And that builds up your credit very fast. However, using credit, and this is a lesson I've learned the hard way because I'm a big cash fanatic. Like, I like cash. Give me greenback. That's the situation. That's the idea there, is that hurts you in the long run nowadays, which is crazy to me. You know, I own the house, it's 117,000. The car is about two. You know, there's some other investments that are around another 20,000. So my asset to liability ratio is in the positive. Okay. But you have to know where your assets are, how much your assets are worth, and how much your liability is worth. Because if those get twisted, you have more liabilities than you do assets.
Oh, excuse
It's
me.
time to start getting a shovel and start digging out of that. So let's look at my numbers this month and what we needed in total to run the businesses. So total liability this month was 15,000. No, 15,764 dollars and 98 cents. That doesn't mean my bills are that amount. That's my total liability. Meaning, if I was to pay everything off, make everything perfect, be able to walk away scot-free, my total liability is this amount of money. So, you know, that's liability. And we figured out that my total assets are about 145,000. It's more detailed than that, but we'll go with a nice round number. Okay, so this puts me into the positive situation that I need to be in. So my finances are in order. That doesn't mean that I stop manifesting because I want more than that. Okay. And people don't get this, and people really need to get this. How much do you make a day?
This is hard to explain, but I set
Okay.
myself a goal
Right.
because in our industry, we've got to.
Right, but everybody needs that daily goal. Not only if you're in business, but if you're in employment.
But I
How much
think,
do you make a day?
but that's the big difference. When you're in employment with somebody that employs you, you're guaranteed that wage.
Right.
But in our business, you're not guaranteed it.
And that is a change, but at the same time, to work on this microscopic level, like you, then you know what you're doing. And what I mean by that is, let's say, all right, my goal, 28 days of the month, so I needed to pull $176 a month, I mean a day, a green goal, or $563. So this was to basically free the world, free me, and this is to maintain me. Okay. So these are important goals. If you know, a lot of people that work a 9 to 5, they are hourly or salary. Now let's say they're hourly at a, I don't know. Yeah, I've broken this down to them on other shows and how we get there and why we get there. But let's say, and this is where I think there's sometimes a disconnect, is these seem like big numbers, but they're not.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the fascination. Let's say you're working an 8 hour a day job in employment. That's only $22 an hour. Okay. Which is average salary here for management level.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but let's say that you're technically only making $11.35 an hour, but you need to be making this $176 a day.
Just to break even to just pay your bills. Even. Yeah.
Right. All right. You know, and this is after taxes and Medicare and Medicaid. You know that you need to be good for it.
With me, I always set myself how many minutes I need to do each day.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, here comes my little book. Where do we... Right, with me, I put every day of the week down.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do 40 minutes minimum.
A day?
So a day, just on the one job.
Okay.
So what I do is then, where do we? So if I hit double that, like I'll go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I know I'm ahead.
Uh-huh.
So I know by the time I've got to the end of the month, I've gone over those figures and what's left is mine. Until mm-hmm. I've hit where I need to be.
Right.
I know my bills are not paid.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. You know, and
that's how I do it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So if you are making $11.35 an hour and you needed to cover $176 a day, that means you've got to work 15 hours a day. Well, actually 16 because you got to pay taxes. So that's doubles. And that's hard.
Yeah.
So you know that it's time to start looking for something more. You want to attract not more money because that isn't going to get you where you need it. Now you need to attract a new
job. Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Do you have something called the minimum wage over there?
We do, and you'll laugh at how much it is.
Go on, you bring yours up and I'll bring mine up.
And we'll just translate to yours.
Right, if you're an apprentice, this is disgusting. Uh-huh. You're on £6.40 an hour.
All right, if you're entry level minimum wage, you earn £7.8 sterling pounds.
Right, under 18s earn the same amount.
We don't divide it.
And then we go to 18 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Which is £8.60 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 21s and over, it's £11.44 an hour.
See, you guys get paid more than we do at minimum wage. This is like Burger King and Walmart.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah. Y'all make more.
But I can't understand how anybody is supposed to raise a family on that.
I don't either. Now, granted, when I started work, now you got to remember this was eons ago.
That was when the dinosaurs were still about.
I made £3.04 sterling pounds.
Yeah.
An hour.
And when you look at it, that is like slave labor. You're working your arse off for a full hour for nothing. Your dinner probably costs more than that 1 hour's wage.
Oh, it did. Like, that's why, you know, when I worked when I was working that job, I would pull 60 hours a week. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So do you need to work on budgeting or do you need to work on getting a new job?
It'd be a new job to work the same hours, to work the same hours with a better rate of wage.
Right. But if you do not know those numbers, and people don't think of this, by the day. By the day. By the hour.
I suppose because we are self-employed, we do things our own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I know exactly what bills I got coming in, what bills I got going out, by when.
Right. And how.
Because everything is marked on my calendar and it's paid by direct debit.
Right.
So because we are paid monthly, and I know I've gone over those minutes on the one job, mm-hmm. then at the first of every month when it hits our bank accounts, I then transfer what I need from that bank account to cover all my bills
right.
to a different bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I transfer some into my savings in case anything is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I've got left is mine to play with.
Yes. And, you know, that's the way it should be. Now, yeah. So manifesting a new job is different than manifesting more money.
Yeah. Because they're two totally different things.
And that's where people get lost. All right. So this is how people normally think they need to manifest. They say, you know, I need money. And they put out that energy. And then they go and you look at their stack of bills and they go, well, the power's up $400 and the water went up and this went up. And they get all focused on the bills. Which, you know what that brings?
That brings stress.
That brings stress, but that also brings more bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, with me over here, we have smart meters for our gas and electric. Mm-hmm. I have to top up my meter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, the beginning of every month, this mm-hmm. is my logical way of thinking, I put the same on the gas and the same on the electric every single month.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the colder months come then, my bills are no higher because the money's there to cover them.
Exactly. You know, and you so can standardize your budget.
Yeah. Yeah. So then nothing goes up in price. I still carry on doing what I'm doing. And I know mm-hmm. I'm still in control of everything and I'm not going into debt with them.
Right. But when you take that control, you know that every minute you have at that job, you're bringing in more money, more yeah. money, more money. And they go, so do you want to come in Saturday and work? Sure, I'll come in Saturday and work. You aren't thinking, well, I've got to pay that electric bill. That electric bill is just slowing on top of my head. You're thinking, more money.
Yeah.
Because you've already handled all this worry.
Yeah. And the other thing to take into account is the more money you earn, so if you're doing overtime, mm-hmm. then the tax man takes more money over here. I don't know if it's the same way with you.
Same. If you work more than 20 hours, you begin working for free over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So be thinking about that when you do this. This is the mistake people make. They do not have control of their budget, so they have that in control. They know where every penny is going. They give a power to every penny. And they focus on their bills. They focus on their debt. They focus on them sinking. They don't think about the money coming in.
No, no.
All right.
I should imagine if we had a conversation with 10 people on the street,
mm-hmm.
you can guarantee the majority of them are using their credit cards to live as well.
They
because
are.
Because they can't afford
accounting for that.
Yeah. because they can't afford to live and pay their bills any other way.
Or they don't have the mindset to do it because they don't have control.
Yeah.
They swipe at Walmart, they swipe, you know, we get out of this system of cash. So let's talk tips. Let's talk processes. First of all, you need a notepad and pen. Don't care. You can be the most tech savvy person ever. Get your notepad and pen. You want a specific color of money pen. You do not want, you know, the article says green pen. Well, this is a cute green pen, but it ain't going to do crap for me because it doesn't look like money here.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you want to get you a highlighter. I prefer green. If you can't find green, get you a purple one. Okay. Guess what? If your money ain't green, then get you a color pen that matches your cash. Okay. And instead of looking at your bank balance, look at how many hours that is.
Yeah.
If you don't like that a number of hours that is in your bank account, don't be calling in. You know, if you walk by a sign that says now hiring and it's a higher pay rate than what you currently have, apply.
Yeah.
The universe will put things in your path.
You could act on them.
Yeah. You've got to act on them. But at first, your first step is to know your value.
Yeah.
How much you worth?
The other good tip is everybody says for Christmas, oh, what do you want?
Cash.
I always ask for gift vouchers for stores.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple reason, that's not something trashy that you wouldn't use.
Right.
It's something beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's going to save the person that's giving it in the long run because they don't have to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I feel is a better present than mm-hmm. a gift set that you'll never use.
Well, the reason I say cash or Visa cards is then you can put them to your value.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when your paycheck comes in, before you pay bills, before you even do anything else, I want you to take 10% and move it out of that account.
Yeah.
You can either put it in cash and stick it in an envelope, or you're going to move it to an account that is not connected.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the old ship money. Okay. Everyone calls it paying themselves. I'm sorry, I'm going to be blunt. It's the old shit money. Old shit money is, oh shit, I've got to buy a new pair of shoes. Oh shit, I didn't account that kid was going to grow that fast. Oh shit, it goes over there. It does not go for bills unless they are cutoffs. All right, you got to behave or you're going to have to go somewhere else. Then you're going to pay your bills that you've already planned to pay. And yes, food is a bill. And then what's left, you're going to take 50% of that, what's left, and you're going to make that go to that account that was the old shit account. Because I promise you, if you leave it in your debit account, that you're using for everyday transactions, you will use it.
You know, you're saying that I've got four accounts.
Okay.
One is what my wages go into.
Mm-hmm.
One is for my savings.
Let's talk savings a minute. Don't get a savings account.
Why?
Get a checking account that you use for savings. It gives you easier access. And the interest they pay you in savings is bullshit.
See, that's different over here because I use internet banking.
Uh-huh.
I can switch accounts. I can transfer money at the swap, at like the tap of a button.
Right. And that's okay. But then you get penalized. Most savings accounts, they're charging you in this country, they charge you $12 a year to own. That's for them to hold your money. If you don't keep a minimum balance, they then charge you additional fees.
Oh, see, that we don't get any of that over here.
Mm-hmm.
My savings account is a high interest one as well.
Right. See, we have like 1% interest.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're paying them to hold your money. This is why I'm saying go get a free checking account and get it at a different bank.
And that's the other thing that's different over here.
Right.
If you have everything with the same bank, with the same branch, well, not branch, the bank brand then.
Right.
You get benefits from that.
Yeah. That's like cute. We don't, what are they?
You can have free travel insurance.
Uh-huh.
You can have free insurance for your vehicle on certain accounts.
Uh-huh.
You get home insurance cheaper. So there's like a lot of benefits with doing everything with the one brand, but we don't pay a holding fee.
Right.
And in that crazy, yeah. Like how things are different in
mm-hmm.
different places.
Like, banks are made to set up for money.
Yeah.
They yeah. want to make money. It is better to have a secondary set checking account. So you have your wage, and then I have a bill account, and we call it the house account. And the house account is not for the house. It is like in the casino. This is money we can spend.
Yeah, yeah. Now with me, because I've got one bill account, which I transfer mm-hmm. my bill money into.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an everyday account.
Right.
This is going to sound really strange. I don't put a lot of money in my everyday account, only when I need it.
Right.
For the simple reason, we got chip and pin over here. Mm-hmm. Have you got that over there?
Yeah.
So if somebody was to steal or I lose my card,
mm-hmm.
with chip and pin, somebody can go on a spending spree up to £100 transaction and use the chip.
Right.
So I safeguard myself by not mm-hmm. putting loads of money in that account.
Right. Now, there's another account that everyone should have, and this is called the Oh Shit account. And this is, again, a checking account.
We don't have checking accounts over here. We have, hang on, I'll have to tell you what ones they are.
Right.
It's just crazy how different things are in different parts mm-hmm. of the world. Right, where are we? Come on, sign in. I have a select account.
Mm-hmm.
I have three flexible saver accounts.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is a high interest account.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a digital regular saver. Now, this is something they do over here that might shock you. We have something over here called rounding off.
Okay.
So if I buy something for like 88 pence,
uh-huh,
my bank takes it to the nearest pound.
Uh-huh.
So that 12 pence is held with the bank until the Friday. And all those little roundups will go into my digital regular saver account.
Interesting. Interesting. That's weird. I would throw a fit. Okay. And then another account, and this is called the Escape Fund. Now, a lot of people need an escape fund. Some people might. An escape fund is if you're married, this is only in your name. If you are in a domestic partnership, if you are renting, if you are dating long term, if you do not have security in your house, this escape account is for you if you need to move and move now. If you are owning your own home, stay, single as dependent, you are all fine and good, and you don't live in an environment that is got you with, fire, flood. When I say fire, I'm talking like forest fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, like you need to evacuate. If you fit any of these prerogatives, you need an escape account.
Now, I call that one, I'll explain why now. I call that the squirrel away account.
Right.
Because this is something that I learned through my own situation. If you're being given so much money to spend and you are not allowed to have anything for yourself, when you go shopping, you buy a few less things and squirrel that money away. So that's your safe haven.
Right. And that happens. I mean, I live in, West Virginia. We started having tornadoes again. We have power outages all the time. Power and internet was out the other day. No big deal. Grab the escape account card. We went, we bought water, we bought dinner, we bought everything, and was ready to operate in the 1800s again. So these are the things, the minimum accounts. I know some systems that have 8 to 9 accounts because they're specifically for things. Having all that in focus, know your money so that you can manifest the amount of money you need and
And
where you need it is so important.
plan ahead as well, I think, because if you know, right, this is my way of thinking. I know when my car insurance is due and when my car MOT are due. 3 months before that, I put little amounts aside ready for when my car needs doing. So that then it's not a big thing coming out of your money.
Exactly. Now, how does this affect manifestation? Where if you take away that talking stabby man that says you're in debt, oh, that's another bill. Here comes another bill. You can look at him and go, shut the fuck up. I've already got it worked down. We already have it accounted for.
Can I just jump in and say, if any of you guys are struggling with debt, there are companies out there that will help you sort it out for free. Don't feel that you're being swallowed by debt. There are companies and agencies that will help you.
In the UK. Here we have a lot of scammers that do that. All right, so let's talk when you get money. You have your wallet, your purse, or whatever. You want one that has two pockets, at least two dividers. One to have your cash in, and one to have your check in. But what you don't want is a bunch of receipts in there. What does this say? These are bills. We don't want those in attracting to our wallet. We do want a salt packet in our wallet.
I don't keep any receipts in my wallet as
Right.
such, for the simple reason if I lose it, it's got my bank account number on, whereas our debit cards don't have our bank account numbers on.
Right. The other thing, and this is what people don't get, is how you organize your money. You want a big bill facing you. You want to see that new King Charles or that lovely, Andrew Jackson facing you. And when you pay somebody, you're going to keep it facing you, so that it comes back.
Do you have over there, now this is another crazy thing we have over here, certain shops you can only use card in, they no longer take cash.
Nope.
All of London is a cash-free zone.
Interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of our shops are like that. But if I have a tradesman to the house,
mm-hmm.
I always pay cash.
Right. Now, this is something people don't think of, but leave your cards at home. Get your lockbox, put your, all the accounts except your spending account in the lockbox. Only have like your bill account out when you're paying bills. Only have your old shit card out when you need to pay old shit things. The rest of them, you don't need.
No.
Lock them up. Ice block them.
The only card I take out with me is my debit card. That's my chip and pin card. I don't take any other bank cards with me. And it's more for a security thing for myself. And if you think about it, if there's a lot of pickpockets about.
Right.
If somebody steals your purse or wallet, they've got everything in one place.
They're going to be sadly mistaken if they steal mine.
All they'll get is a debit card that I'll freeze immediately.
And a packet of salt. Okay. Yeah. But have every penny that you get. And I'm including the pennies that you pick up off the street, the sterling that you find in the corner of the couch, whatever. It needs to have a purpose. It needs to have a role. The more you keep the energy flowing, the better it is.
Do you know, I always keep coins in my car.
Right.
Don't ask me why. It was something my dad taught me from a very young age.
It's so you can pay to put air in your tire or a toll.
True. But we have to pay over you in a garage for water as well.
Yes.
But I'm one of these skingy cows. I carry bottled water in the back.
Right.
You never know if you're going to have an emergency with the car where you're stuck at the roadside.
Exactly.
But so you always carry these things.
Yes. But also you have, you know, and the important things there is knowing what you're doing. If you call off work, how much are you costing yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you are empowered with knowledge, you can manifest more, faster, brighter.
Yeah. If I know I'm having a break from work, I'll work longer hours beforehand to cover the time off that I'm having.
Right. You know, and when you no longer are shifting through bills and debt and opening envelopes and opening bills, and you have a process in place to handle it, then you can then take that energy that you've been worrying about, how am I going to pay the power bill? Am I going to pay the power bill? To bring the power bill money in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing. Take one bill at a time.
Right.
Pay your, how can I put this? Pay your priority bills first.
Right.
Do it work over there that you can write to a company if you're having issues with paying a bill?
No.
It don't.
Yeah.
See, that's where we are lucky in that respect of things.
Mm-hmm.
We have something called an IVA over here. I think you have to be in £5,000 or more debt.
Mm-hmm.
They go through your incomings and your outgoings.
Mm-hmm.
You pay them what you can every month for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it quashes all the debts that you register at the time of registering for that IVA.
Yep.
But it's cruel that you guys don't get that at all.
No, we get bankruptcy, but you've got to be at a certain amount of debt, and it's a nightmare. And it costs you almost $1,000 to do. You can't pay your bills, but it's going to cost you $1,000 to get out from under them.
We have bankruptcy over here, and I think it costs £400 to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to make sure you've got every little bill and every little bit that you owe out on that paper at the time of going in.
Yeah.
But then I look at bankruptcy, you're knackered.
Yeah.
Because you'd never get a mortgage.
Right.
For bankruptcy, I think you've got to be on your last peg.
Very much so. And you should be on your last peg when you can actually come back and start making $5 a month payments to some of these companies. Yeah. I think the state law is 20. As long as you send them $20 a month, they can't do crap for you.
Yeah. And the other thing is, the thing, this is going to sound really random. The thing to think about is the long-term effect of bankruptcy. It might seem a good thing for there and that time, but it's not just that you've got to look at. You've got to look at the long-term effects with that.
Right. So I'm going to blast somebody. I'm going to probably get hate mail. You can send it to idontcare@aceandlight.com. Feel free, because I'm not going to read it. There's a guy over here called Dave Ramsey, and he runs this program to make you debt-free and yada, yada, yada. He's like, save $1,000, yada, yada, yada. The problem is once you're done with his program, you have nothing. It doesn't work in today's world.
No.
When you're facing a cutoff, but you've got $1,000 set, you got to get your $1,000 saved, and you've cut up your credit cards, and you've done all this stuff. The only thing it does is make it harder on you.
Yeah.
Harness the financial abundance. Harness your worth. Harness looking and going, you know, I've got that pair of boots. I ain't worn them in 2 years. Throw them up on Facebook Marketplace and sell them.
I'm a great believer in schools, they need to have budgeting lessons.
They need more than budgeting lessons, okay? They need real life situations, like when you've lost your job, how do you deal with step A, step B, step D? They don't teach any of this. They don't teach the process of going through a mortgage. They don't teach the process of buying a car.
No.
Or what a car actually costs.
I bet if we asked young people these days, they wouldn't know how much a deposit they would need for a house.
It's 35% in the U.S. right now.
I think it's 25 here.
Yeah.
And if or you're looking...
the benefits of owning a house versus renting a house.
I rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this house will never be mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if anything goes wrong, it's getting fixed for me.
Exactly. You don't have to do the maintenance. You don't have to do the upkeep. You also don't have to carry the home insurance. You don't have to pay for a new heating system, a new wiring system, a new whatever. The landlord's supposed to do it. And guess what? If you don't like your neighbors, great. Your lease is up and you can move.
We have to pay our own house insurance for a rented house. I'm in a local authority house.
Mm-hmm.
I very rarely have them out to do repairs. I do them all myself.
Right.
The way I look at it is I'm living in their house. I treat their house with respect.
Right.
My son have bought his house. Uh-huh. But the issues he have had since buying his house have been astronomical. His heating system went. They told him he'd have to have a new one. I went round there and fixed it for him. It was low on water pressure. And they were trying to charge him to put a brand new system in.
Mm-hmm.
The corner of his roof was leaking. And I said, have you had your gutters cleaned? He said, no. I said, get them cleaned because that's where your leak is coming from. But yet somebody would have come in and charged him the earth to do a totally different job.
Right. And see, here's the thing with this. And like, there's benefits both ways, and you have to decide what is best for you. But see, here in the U.S., we do not have rental equality.
Right.
What I mean by that is you can go and rent a place here and bring home your boyfriend and get evicted the next day, and there is nothing you can do about it.
See, over here, you can't just get evicted. You have to be given a month's notice.
Well, here you have to get a month's notice too.
If after, it's illegal over you for them to not give you that notice.
Right.
There's another case of, then they go to court and then decide the process from there.
Right. But over here, you can get evicted for anything your landlord doesn't like. You have no recourse. Right. You can be paid up on your rent. You could have everything put in place, but we do not have rental equality.
Right.
Especially if you don't have a government agency involved, you still don't have government equality.
Over here, we're in, like I said, housing, but they're really strict. If somebody in your house is dealing drugs, you can be evicted.
Right.
We have ASBOs over here. Do you have them there? If you get an ASBO, you don't know what an ASBO is. How would you explain an ASBO? It's like antisocial behavior order.
Oh.
And like, it's like a caution, but with certain restrictions. I ask Sean because he's younger and he knows the correct term.
Right.
But like if your kids are outside shouting and screaming constantly, you can get an ASBO for that.
Ah, okay. If so behavior order.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're drunk and disorderly out the street, you can get an ASBO.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really strict, like, with our housing rules and regulations if you're renting. Right.
But if you found that special someone and you brought them home, you know, y'all guys done the second date and she called U-Haul, they couldn't walk in and go, oh, you're evicted.
No. No.
See, that's what we're facing in the U.S. That's why so many young gay men have to quickly figure out how to buy a home.
Yeah. And that's disgusting.
It is. It is.
We've got, let me just hand Sean my phone. Sorry, he's sitting on the stairs like Billy Bunting.
Thank you, Sean.
Right, where are we? There we are, boy, the top one. It's the same as over here. Now, this might shock a lot of people. On TikTok, we have an English creator called Evil Queen.
Mm-hmm.
She's fully transitioned.
Uh-huh.
To look at her, you would never think that she have transitioned.
Uh-huh.
She's gone to a hair salon in London to have her hair done. It cost her £400. She's had these curly whirls, they called, in her hair. She's walked out of the salon. Yeah, go on, boy. She's walked out of the salon and her boss have said to her, you don't bring people like that into my establishment, you're sacked. There is such a big court case going on about that because it's seen as discrimination, whereas over with you, it sounds as if nothing would be like that.
You wouldn't have the court case.
See how different at our worlds as such.
Exactly. You know, and that's really, and there are so many differences in our worlds, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. King Charles, please file the foreclosure orders immediately with the Crown Court.
Something needs to happen.
It does.
Definitely.
A lot of things need to happen. A lot of things need to be done fairer. A lot of things in this world need to change. But until that day, we have to take and harness the power in our own selves to stand up and do what we can do for our own lives. Yeah. And sometimes that's making hard choices like buying a home and that becoming your paramount thing. Sometimes that is making the choices of where you live. Sometimes that is making the choices over, you know, paying the bills to keep food on the table. And we've all been there.
Yeah.
No one should feel ashamed. But that doesn't mean you just give up. That means you get your ass up and you get your energy moving and you start working. Now, we're over time.
I'll share something really, really quick with you guys. I was moved 500 miles for domestic violence. I moved with nothing at all, only the clothes on my back, and the same with my boys. In the last 20 years, I've got my own business. I've got my own independence. I do everything myself. So please don't think that you will never get out of the hole, because you will.
Yeah,
it takes time. Should. It takes motivation. Don't think by sitting on your bum you'll get things sorted, because you won't. You need to get up and make things happen, but you can make it happen.
Yes, and you can make and make movements.
Definitely.
Maybe small movements. Maybe it's $10 cutting somebody's yard a week, and that's $10 you didn't have last week.
That's $10 you can spend on food to make sure you're fed.
Yes. All right, guys, we do want to take a moment to thank our patrons. And let me grab that runner. Thank you for your support. Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you would like to support the shows that we have here, please visit PCSPnetwork.com. And we will not be on next Monday. I'm taking the day out of the office. We will be back a Monday. About time. I'm taking, and so we will be back Monday in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard.
And 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So our next show on a Monday is the 6th of May.
Correct.
So I'm just letting everybody know the date.
Yes. All right, guys. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, y'all.
Bye.